Mishnah written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi is filled with longing for Eretz Yisrael. And this is also, I think, a theme of Tisha B'Av, is our longing for Eretz Yisrael. We're missing being in the place where we should be. And the Kina begins, Tzion halo tishali l'shlom asirayach. We call, the Kina calls out to Tzion, calls out to Yerushalayim to go see how asirayach, how your captain, your people who are captured are doing. Dorosh le'shlomeich, and they're described, the asirayach, us, who have been put in galus, are described as dorosh le'shlomeich v'im yeser ha'derayach. The yeser ha'derayach, those who remain, are dorosh le'shlomeich. We are seeking out the shlom of Yerushalayim. We're always interested, and Baruch Hashem, today we're able to really do this. We always try to find out what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Python is describing us in the galus. And they're found everywhere, and we call out to Eretz Yisrael to go see them. And then the Python says, "Ushlom asir tikvan." You'll see that the shlom asir, the place that they're in, the state that they're in, is tikva. They're in one of hope. No saying d'ma'av kital chermon. They give tears like the dew of the chermon of the mountains. The nechsaf the ritam al harayach. And they look forward to the time that we can shed our tears on the mountains of Israel. It's a little hard for us. I think we get so much exposure to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, nowadays, either by being there or even seeing pictures on the news, that it's hard for us to really understand what's being described, I think, in this kina. Just two little anecdotes about that point. One, once heard the Rav of the shul I grew up with, Reuven Fink, described his mother. And his mother, every Friday night when she would light candles, she would have a little bottle of sand from Eretz Yisrael. And she would touch it with tears in her eyes and go and light the candles. She had never seen Eretz Yisrael in her life. So for her, this was her one connection to Eretz Yisrael, and it was all a matter of her imagination. And she just imagined the beauty of Eretz Yisrael and what it was like. So for someone like that, there's a tremendous feeling, a tremendous longing to be in Eretz Yisrael. Another anecdote that kind of picks up on this feeling, when I was in Poland a bunch of years ago, so we were in some small towns, you could go see the shuls over there. And a big thing in shuls in Europe, apparently, definitely was the case in Poland, was to have pictures of Eretz Yisrael on the wall. So they, you know, they'd have a picture Rehov Biafo, and they draw a picture of, you know, what they imagine a street looked like, and what they imagine Kever Rachel looked like in Maar Samach Pel in Yerushalayim. And some of the pictures just seem totally off from reality. And there are tshuvos in the 19th century between the Chasam Sofer and Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, when he wanted to reinstate Karbanos, and their understanding of what Eretz Yisrael was like, what Yerushalayim was like, was totally off. Because, again, it's hard for us to relate to this, but they had never seen Eretz Yisrael. They had no idea what it was like. And that brought out tremendous longing, which is very positive, a tremendous fear that we really should be having, a desire for Eretz Yisrael that, again, sometimes because we're overexposed, it's a little hard for us to feel. But that's what's alluded to in this kina, the longing that they had for Eretz Yisrael. And then, as he says a few lines later, Libi leveis kel, lifnei kel me'od yehemem. My heart is, my feelings are with beis kel, with the beis hamikdash, and before Hashem, I hope to be l'machanayim, and I want to have machanayim, referring to Eretz Yisrael, l'chol nigei torayach, and I want to go back to that place and that time where we can have the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara. That's the longing described here for Eretz Yisrael, and it goes on, the kina goes on to describe in beautiful poetic ways the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. And one of the lines there, a few lines in, Epol api ale artzeich, ve'artzeh v'nayach lemod v'achoneina safarayach, describing that when I get to Eretz Yisrael, he says, I will fall down on the ground and kiss the ground, and I will be so happy with the stones, and I'll be happy with the dust. Actually, Rav Sobolovsky once told me, I asked him about one of his trips to Eretz Yisrael. He was, you know, sometimes when he goes around giving shiurim all day. So I said to him, you know, do you like going on these trips? He said, if YU would fly me to sweep the streets of Eretz Yisrael, so I would go. That's the love of Eretz Yisrael we're striving for. They described even the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. We are overcome with joy and we love very much. And then as he goes on, he describes the crying a few lines later. Goes that shlich pe'er nezer ve'kovzman. That's a description of Avelus. I'm going to throw down the glory of my crown and I'm going to curse this time. Chilel be'eretz tmeos as Yirayach. When Eretz Yisrael was turned into an Eretz Tmeah, and it was and there was the Chil Hashem that was brought about. That's what we cry about in this Kina. And this so too going to the end, this combination of feelings of crying over what is, and the hope, and the vision, the aspirations for the Geula and getting back to Eretz Yisrael.